Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Well, buckle up, because get this, some days actually are shorter than others.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy, right?
We're talking milliseconds here, but
Wait,
still,
wait, wait.
Earth's rotation isn't as constant as we might think.
Okay, so Earth spins. Learned that in grade school. But we're diving deep today into WH, why it speeds up and slows down. What makes our planet change its tempo?
It's a delicate dance of forces, that's for sure.
Oh, I bet.
We're talking the moon's gravitational pull, the Earth's core behaving like a restless dancer.
Why?
Even something as simple as the wind can nudge the Earth's rotation. It's like a cosmic ballet out there.
I love that. Okay, so let's break it down, starting with the moon. Are you saying our celestial neighbor is messing with our days?
Absolutely. And it's not just about the ocean tides. Those play a part. The moon's gravity actually pulls on the Earth, stretching it ever so slightly. And over billions of years, this has acted like a brake, slowing down the Earth's spin and making our days longer.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, how much longer are we talking here? Like, how different was a day way back when?
Imagine this, 4.5 billion years ago,
Okay.
a day on Earth was only 10 hours long. Can you imagine trying to cram your work, your meals, your Netflix binge all into 10 hours?
Oh my
It
gosh.
really puts things into perspective.
That's mind-blowing. And to think, all thanks to the moon's gravity slowly stretching us out like cosmic Play-Doh.
Right.
But you also mentioned the Earth's core is involved in this dance. Isn't that like super solid and deep down? What's going on down there?
You'd think so. Deep down in the fiery heart of our planet, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. The core is divided.
Right.
There's a solid inner core, but it's surrounded by a liquid outer layer.
Right.
And the way they move and interact with the mantle above them, it actually affects how Earth rotates.
Okay, now I'm picturing the Earth core like a spinning top within a spinning top. How does that even work?
It's like a planet within a planet, each with its own rhythm and pace. What's fascinating is that recent research suggests the Earth's inner core might even be reversing its rotation in cycles.
Reversing, hold on. So the Earth has its own internal clock, we're just starting to understand.
You got it. And the more we learn about these cycles, the more we realize how much remains a mystery deep beneath our feet. It's incredible what science is uncovering.
Speaking of mysteries, you mentioned the wind plays a role too. I mean, how can something as simple as the wind affect something as massive as the Earth's rotation?
It's a great question.
It is.
Even something as seemingly insignificant as the wind plays a role in this intricate dance. Think of it like this. When strong winds blow eastward, they can actually give the Earth's rotation a tiny speed boost.
What?
It's wild.
Wow, so it's like pushing a spinning top, but on a planetary scale?
Exactly. It all comes down to angular momentum, which is essentially a measure of how much an object wants to keep spinning. The wind can actually transfer some of its own momentum to the Earth, ever so slightly speeding up or slowing down its spin.
That's wild. I never would have guessed. Okay, so we've got this cosmic tug of war going on between the moon, the Earth's core, even the wind. Are there any other players in this game of planetary spin?
You better believe it. And this one hits close to home, literally. It's the impact of climate change.
Climate change, huh? Okay, so far we've been talking cosmic forces. How does humanity factor into all of this?
Well, as we melt glaciers with climate change, something interesting happens.
Okay.
The distribution of Earth's mass changes.
Oh, wow.
It's like a figure skater spinning.
Yeah.
When they extend their arms, their spin slows down.
Right.
Same principle applies to our planet.
So you're saying that by melting glaciers, we're essentially putting the brakes on the Earth's rotation, even more than the moon already is.
In a sense, yes.
Wow.
And it's a measurable effect. If
Crazy.
current melting trends continue, we're looking at potentially adding milliseconds to our days by the end of the century.
No way. That's incredible. I knew climate change had widespread effects, but I never imagined it could actually mess with the length of a day.
It's a stark reminder that even seemingly small changes can have a ripple effect on a planetary scale.
Yeah.
And it brings us to another fascinating aspect of this story,
Okay.
the case of the vanishing leap second.
Ah, yes. Leap seconds. I've heard about those. They get added to our clocks every now and then to account for these tiny shifts in the Earth's rotation, right? But
Exactly.
you know what? I haven't heard about us needing one in ages.
You're absolutely right to notice that. The lack of recent leap seconds is actually a big clue for scientists.
Oh, really?
It suggests that all these different factors we've been discussing, the moon's pull, climate change, those core movements, they're all sort of balancing each other out right now
Wow.
in a way that nobody predicted.
Wait a minute. You're saying it's like a cosmic tug of war, and somehow against all odds, we're at a standstill.
Precisely.
Wow.
Climate change might be trying to slow us down, but other factors are nudging us in the other direction.
Interesting.
It's a fascinating equilibrium.
Yeah.
But it begs the question,
okay,
is this temporary?
You read my mind. Is this stable, or are we in for some even more dramatic changes in Earth's rotation down the line?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the truth is, we just don't have definitive answers yet.
Right.
As much as we've learned, predicting the Earth's rotation with absolute certainty is still beyond our grasp.
So this has been a wild ride, learning about all the forces that make our planet's timekeeping so complex. But besides maybe messing with my internal clock a bit, why should I care about all of this? Does it really affect our day-to-day lives?
It might seem insignificant, this whole milliseconds business.
Right.
But these subtle changes actually have huge implications for our technological world.
Okay.
Take GPS, for example.
Yeah.
Precise timekeeping is the absolute bedrock of how GPS works.
GPS? Seriously? I mean, I use GPS on my phone all the time, but I never stop to think about how it actually works.
Right. Yeah. It's more mind-blowing than people realize.
Yeah.
Imagine your GPS telling you to turn left into a building because it can't account for even a millisecond of difference in the Earth's rotation.
What?
That's the level of precision we're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
GPS satellites have to be in sync with the Earth's rotation down to the millisecond. Even the tiniest discrepancies can throw them off.
Wow, that's incredible. I had no idea those little GPS arrows on my phone were so reliant on this whole cosmic dance we've been talking about.
It's not just GPS either.
Mm-hmm.
Communication networks, financial transactions, they all depend on incredibly precise timekeeping. And that timekeeping, it all goes back to how fast our planet is spinning.
Okay, now I get it. It's not just about the Earth spinning a tiny bit faster or slower. It's about the domino effect those changes have on our everyday lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Things we completely take for granted.
Wow.
And that's why understanding what makes the Earth's rotation tick is so important. The more we learn, the better we can plan for the future and ensure our technology can keep up with whatever the Earth throws at us.
It's like we're trying to keep up with a constantly changing beat. A planet that dances to its own rhythm.
What a great way to put it. It's a humbling reminder that even on a planet as seemingly solid and unchanging as Earth, there's this constant dance of forces at play, shaping our existence in subtle but profound ways.
So next time I feel like my day is flying by, I'll remember, it's not just me. It might be the Earth playing catch up. This has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for walking us through it.
My pleasure. It's been a fascinating conversation, and who knows what surprises we'll uncover as we continue to study this incredible planet of ours.